yard line for New Lothrop.
Would they possibly be waiting for the ambulance to leave the track?
More than likely. They're getting him situated inside the ambulance on the far sideline on the track. Twin Township Ambulance located in New Lothrop. Actually, you have a connection to Eastern Huron Ambulance in the past, purchasing one of the former rigs of Eastern Huron Ambulance of Hover Beach. Second and 10 now for New Lothrop as the ambulance leaves the track. And New Lothrop's offense comes back out on the field with one less man, Brandon Green, being sent to the hospital. It is now state law that once you have a head injury or a believed head injury, you cannot enter the game again until you have a written approval by a doctor whenever that time seems fit for them by the medical staff. Second and 10 for New Lothrop coming out in the spread formation. The shotgun is Newman. He has number 4 in the backfield with him. That's Josh Wendling. To his right, 2 receivers. To his left, 2 receivers. And they have a second 10 from the 38-yard line, trailing by 28 points to the Harbor Beach Pirates. Now man in motion. Newman looking to pass. Has one wide open to the left for 5 yards into the hands of number six, Trevor Beach, the senior wide receiver. He caught him for about 5 yards. Gets about 3 more out to the 45-yard line. It's a 7-yard gain. Brings up 3rd and 3.
Austin Phelps makes the tackle on that play for Harbor Beach.
And just like that, we're back to playing football. 2 receivers to the right, and actually 3 now to the right. 1 to the left. Newman in the back in a shotgun with 1 man behind him. Now man in motion and swinging to his left as a handoff. And Kyle Kramer comes through in the backfield. An offensive end for the loss of about 3. And now on a critical 3rd and 2, brings it to a 4th and 4.
When that receiver, number 10, Michael Muka, came over to the near side of the field, Kyle Kramer kind of left his defensive end position, slid over into coverage, and that completely fooled the offensive line as he came on a pass rush anyways, untouched, and quarterback Austin Newman had no choice. It was either handed off to the running back. It didn't really matter. They were both going down.
New Lothrop going for it on 4th and down, trailing 28 points in the second half. They're looking to pass to his right side, has a man open for the first down at the 50-yard line or right at midfield. He gets the first down by about 2 yards. Harbor Beach was caught a little off guard. A 5-yard pass for the catch into the hands of number 8, Jake Van Cleve, his second catch of the night for 5 yards, and now 20 on the night. Austin Newman now 94 yards in passing, not to mention the 3 interceptions. 4 receivers to the left. Austin Newman rolling to his left. Checks this one down, down open field. He has a receiver open. A broken play as far as the defense goes into his intended receiver was number 6, Trevor Beach, but he overthrew him by about 5 yards. Never had a chance at that one.
And unfortunately for New Lothrop, I couldn't even tell you who was playing defense on him. There was nobody near him, and the throw actually wasn't that close either. But number 6, Trevor Beach, wide open out there, and the throw was just, 5-10 yards overthrown.
Pass was, Austin Newman was aiming for the middle of the field. The Harbor Beach's secondary went to the sideline, and number 6, Trevor Beach, was somewhere in between. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Number 4, Wendling's in the backfield, and Newman's in the shotgun. There's the snap, rolling to his right, passing to his right. It's complete to number 8 on a little bit of a screen pass that we can solve, extended into the flats. Pushed out of bounds is number 8, Jake Van Cleve, for the complete pass for about 8 yards and brings up a 3rd and 2.
Harbor Beach's corners left on islands out there. They're one-on-one matched up, and quick 6-7-yard curl routes is all New Lothrop's running right now, taking what the defense has given them.
According to the spot, it's a 9-yard gain on the catch. Brings up 3rd and 1 at the 41 of Harbor Beach. 3 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Newman passing to his left. Now he keeps it, and shuffle passes forward down to the 35. It's caught by New Lothrop for the first down and a 7-yard gain to number 20, Taylor Krupp. The junior running back moves the chains for New Lothrop. They're saying, hey, they're not done. There's 7 minutes and 27 seconds left in the third quarter, let alone the entire fourth quarter. And it's 35-7, Harbor Beach with the lead. Newman back to pass, looking to his left, throws to his left into traffic, and it's caught by number 20, Donald Quatterer. No, that's not him. That's number 20. Excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong number. Wrong number 20. There's 220. Taylor Krupp with the catch for the first down. and a 17-yard catch takes him down to the 17-yard line for the first and 10 for New Lothrop. New Lothrop rolling after responding after that injury to Brandon Green. I restarted the second half with a touchdown of their own. First and 10, three receivers to the right. Newman rolling to his right, trying to pass, has nothing going there. Finally checks it into the corner of the end zone, out of bounds by about 10 yards. Incomplete, second and 10.
Good defense there by Harbor Beach. As they come out a little slow after that timeout, or delay, we should say, thanks to the injury. Finally, they get a stop there on defense. They flush him out of the pocket. Nowhere to go. He finally, eventually, the defense caught up to him. He just had to throw it out of bounds and reset. A smart play there by Newman, not forcing it into coverage like he did in the first half and turning the ball over. So, but good defense by Harbor Beach.
7:09 left in the third quarter. Second and 10 facing New Lothrop from the left hash at the 17-yard line in Harbor Beach's turf. Three receivers to the right. Make that four. Newman passing to his right is incomplete. Hits the hands of number four, Josh Wendling. Falls incomplete. Two straight incomplete passes for Austin Newman. Brings up third and 10.
And that one was, there's nothing wrong with that throw. It just rolled up his arm and fell through. He probably felt a little pressure on his backside coming at him, but he still got to see the ball, catch it before he makes his move. Otherwise, it doesn't do you any good. The ball actually fluttered in the air, and probably lucky that ball even fell to the ground.
Third and 10 from the 17-yard line, working from the left hash. 7:05 left in the third quarter, 35-7, Harbor Beach with the lead. Three receivers to the right, two to the left, man in motion, and it's going to be passing, looking to his left, and he throws it out there. Right, the first down marker has it, and he's still on his feet to get in for the end zone. Touchdown to Lothrop, into the hands of number 20, Taylor Krupp, the running back, finds himself in the end zone, now makes it Harbor Beach 35, New Lothrop 13.
Yeah, Aaron Ginther in coverage there, allowed the catch and then missed the tackle. So, unfortunately there, they had the chance to stop him short of even the first down. Instead, nice play by Krupp to shed the tackle and find the corner of the end zone. Good offensive possession there all the way through for New Lothrop.
That was a 17-yard pass to number 20, Taylor Krupp. Austin Newman now has 119 yards on the night in passing as they're going for the extra point here, trying to make it 35-14. There's the snap. The kick is up, and it is good. So now the lead is back down to 21 for Harbor Beach with roughly 19 minutes to play in the second half. You're tuned to WLEW.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Just look for the 40-foot tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's Hunting Center has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's Hunting Center has over 4,000 new handguns, rifles, and shotguns in stock, including the new Savage, Browning, and H&R slug guns. Randy's can drill and tap your gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight in service is available. Find Multi game feeders, trail cameras by Multi and Cuttyback, tree stands, binoculars, knives, and more. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.
Five to 14. Harbor Beach by 21. Still New Lothrop just marched down the entire field and scored. Looks like New Lothrop's going for an onside kick. And Harbor Beach jumps on. No, it's still loose. Almost looks like New Lothrop got it at the 43. They pushed it. Talon took out of the way. No official word from the officials yet. And it looks like it's New Lothrop ball. There's the official word. And the onside kick is good. All momentum is suddenly shifting to the black and silver, left to right across the radio.
The junior, number 52, Dakota Clark, makes recovered the onside kick.
First and 10 for New Lothrop, who just scored, trying to cut down.